Right now on BBC Radio Shropshire, people affected by cancer across the county are being encouraged to improve their physical and mental well-being thanks to a cancer support scheme. ICAN is an evidence-based cancer rehabilitation programme funded by Lingan Davis Cancer Fund. And it's for anyone living with or beyond cancer across Shropshire, Telford and Wrekin and Mid Wales. And the programme is delivered by Lifestyle Fitness and Physiotherapy. Our reporter Helen Murray has been to one of the sessions in Shrewsbury where she met the director and exercise physiologist, Gareth Mapp.
We're standing in Shrewsbury Sports Village, just about to go into one of the ICAN extra sessions, and these are sessions for people that have completed the core ICAN rehabilitation, prehabilitation programme. And this is largely based around exercise, but we offer lots of other support during the session. But what you're going to see is a lot of people doing some movements.
Should we go in?
Why not?
Wow, so we've got a little corner of the sports hall here. There's badminton going on behind the other side of the curtains. But we have a really good group of people here.
Yep, this is a big group. We have a lot of people pre-surgical or pre-chemotherapy or during the treatments as well that come along and attend. And it's a programme that's made up of a few basic ingredients. There's always some physical activity element. Mental well-being is a really core part of it. And the other aspect of it is a mindfulness. We use taking a bit of time out to think about being just in now rather than thinking about what's happened before or what might come in the future. And then from that five-week process, all of these people come onto the extra programme if they want to afterwards.
My name's Angela Renshaw and I've been coming to ICAN for just over 12 months now. Really enjoying it, not only for the movement but for the friendship, and it's really helped me. I have chemo 2 weeks in three, so I can manage to get here with my chemo. I come every week, not allowed to drive unfortunately, but my friends pick me up, so it shows that even though I am having chemo, you can still come to ICAN. You do as little or as much as you can. We all have a laugh. I'm usually the one sort of being told off for talking to people.
Which is why I came over to talk to you.
Yes, yes.
So I'm Sharon and I'm a cancer rehab instructor for ICAN. This is our weekly face-to-face extra group. We've got a little circuit set up and they're all working different body parts at their own pace, at their own limits. Well, the social thing is really, really important because they all support each other. A lot come into the group and they feel that no one else understands, but they share things with people here that they perhaps don't talk about at home, which is another really important part following cancer diagnosis.
My name's Alan Spigg. 2023, I had esophageal cancer. I had a big operation, and through the cancer services in Shrewsbury, they put me in contact with ICAN, and I've been coming ever since. I've been coming for the last just over 12 months, and to be honest with you, it's been absolutely amazing.
Did you need any convincing to come along? Did you think anything like, you know, that's not for me?
It's not for me. Us blokes, we don't do stuff like that.
Going through your treatment, did you spend a lot of time sitting down, not moving?
I did.
Like, and having that muscle wastage?
Muscle wastage, yeah. I had this big operation. I was in Stoke for just over 3 weeks. So the muscle wastage was quite a lot. You know, it's a very positive experience coming to something like this. You know, it helps me so much. All the guys here are real friendly. We have a coffee after. And it's something so bad. I've met so many people and it's been fantastic.
Hi, I'm Anna Williams, comms and marketing manager for Lingan Davis Cancer Fund. Over the last 3 years, we've funded ICAN. We've invested £500,000 in that particular programme. We know that it's been very, very well received and has seen incredible results for those people going through the course.
And will the funding be able to continue for ICAN?
We committed to a 3-year programme which takes us up to the end of May this year, and we are very much looking at how we can continue to fund the programme going forward because it is so important and has such tremendous benefits for our community.
And then we'll go to a heel tap. Small tap forwards.
I don't want to stop you doing your exercise, but I think I have. You've both got some elastic resistance bands. What were you doing with these?
trying to build some strength in your shoulders and arms, basically. With the cancer treatment, what I found, I was relatively active beforehand. And you have to come to terms with how much you go backwards with your health. And that's been the biggest thing for me. And that's why this is so important. Like, I'm doing stuff now that wouldn't have been a warm-up in the past, and I'm exhausted. So that's where this helps no end. No end. It's fantastic.
Has it enabled you to be kinder to yourself with that?
Yes, it has. It's one of acceptance. Because when you come out of it, you think, we're back, everything's okay. And there. It really is devastating how much you've gone back. So coming to this in a structured way, doing it properly, is fantastic.
Excellent. So really slowly march the feet, and then we'll bring that to a stop. And that's it. Well done, everyone.
Well done, everyone. Amazing to hear what a difference it's making to people's lives. Helen Murray reporting on the ICANN Cancer Rehabilitation Programme that supports people living with and beyond cancer in Shropshire, Telford and Wrekin and Mid Wales.